Hey, it's Greg from the No Head Trash Nation. Man, I'm so excited today to talk to you about something that's really been on my mind. The paper-thin plans that we have that we're looking for validation on, and well, I guess maybe I'm interested in talking about it because it's a struggle that I've been having, and maybe you can relate. You know, there's this confusing comfort that happens when we feel busy, right? It's as if there's a magic in the motion that blocks out that vulnerability that we feel when we're just like staying in one place. Even just being busy for me implies that I'm moving in a direction or that I've got clarity or mission, even if the value really is unknown. Because if you're like me at all, yeah, sorry, I know I jump right into these topics because, you know, most people start out with about 20 minutes of talking about nothing, in my opinion. Sorry, all you guys that are probably better podcasters than I am, but I'm just passionate about getting right to it here. So where was I? The busy component. You know, there is nothing that feels more right to me than waking up in the morning and knowing what it is that's on my plate, that I've got this thing that I'm going to accomplish, and I just work toward it. And, you know, it doesn't really have anything to do with whether or not it's the right thing. It's that I need something. I need to know what my focus is. And then after a short period of time, tell me you don't get this, there's this invasion that takes place. This invasion of thoughts and of to-do lists and all the things that compile into this cascading busyness, you know, that tumbling feeling of being busy where you're like the gunslinger being busy. And so the two trains of thought are, right, that we either abandon all of that and we are like, we just refuse. You know, we just unplug. We're not going to do any of that. We're not going to feel that we have expectations beyond our own. I mean, I've been there. You know, where it's like, hey, you know what? I'm done. I quit. Maybe I don't quit something like you're thinking, but maybe it's just like I unplug. I quit caring at times about things that I can't directly impact. There is this confusing comfort that happens when we feel busy. And that's what I was trying to talk about. This sense that somehow the motion itself implies a clear direction. I suffer with this. I mean, I'm a person who prays in the morning, and one of the things I pray is, just tell me what to do, Lord, and I'll do it, right? I don't even care. I just want to know, what should I be doing? I mean, I love having a mission, knowing what I'm going to do that soothes that itching nature. Ooh, that's a good way to say it. Have you ever felt that itchy nature of knowing that we're productive? Now, if this does not relate to you at all, pay attention. Somebody that you know or love probably can relate to this. Maybe it'll help you understand them better. Maybe it'll help you understand me better, and you can fill me in because, you know, we can't read the label on the jar we're in. Anyway, everything else besides that sense of mission for me implies that there's really no reason for me to hang around, no reason for me to be here. Now, I've heard there are people who don't struggle with this. I applaud you. I cannot relate to you, but I'm happy for you. See, I'm more comfortable traditionally with guilt and duty. You know, the sense that there's something I should be doing. If you laugh, it's probably because you know exactly what I'm talking about. I want to hear from you. See, that's where I am today. I want to roll out some new answer or convincing argument about what you should do. Right? That's our nature as leaders. But the truth is, I don't have any idea. And people who say they do know what you exactly should be doing, well, I've got a lot of healthy and well-developed skepticism in my 12-gauge. See, I'm not saying you shouldn't have a plan and that there aren't some great philosophies and practical applications out there about how you should work your plan, because there are, and I love them. I really love them. Because they entertain my brain while I'm, instead of really dialing in the obsession that I must attain, they help me to feel busy. They help me to be busy while I'm developing the perfect strategic plan. I heard recently about a quote supposedly attributed to Norman Schwarzkopf, the great general, who said something along the line of, I should have written this down, something along the line of, when it comes to war, plans are useless, but the process of planning is indispensable. And that's exactly where I find myself. I've got millions of words of plans that I have put together and never looked at again, but the process of developing them sharpened me. See, we love it when a plan becomes firm, right? As if it's literally like in three-dimensional space where we can model it like a dollhouse and we can pretend in it. And I'm all about that. But most plans aren't three-dimensional. They're not even two-dimensional. They're just ideas. They're like a roadmap, maybe, that we could somehow be able to attach a GPS coordinate to something out there in space and say, you know, whatever road I need to go down, oh, if that road's closed, I'm going to find another road because I know where I'm going. Well, I like that. Maybe you're thinking to yourself, man, that Greg, he knows this. He knows exactly where he's going. He's got it all dialed in. That's a bunch of, you know what, because I am really working at pushing those GPS pins into my roadmap as well. And maybe sometimes it means I know where I need to get, but on the way, I've got to make a stopover here for sure. And I don't always know the right road to go on. And that's why I mastermind. That's why I read. It's why I develop more plans and surround myself with people of energy and faith. Because sometimes, if we're not careful, we just add to the traffic info. Or maybe we get that message, speed trap ahead. You know, have you ever seen that one? I love that, by the way. But all in all, if we're not careful, that roadmap is still just paper thin. Oh, you wondered where I got that analogy, right? The paper thin plans. See, my temptation right now is just to figure out how to flip this on its head and give you some platitude of the day, you know, that your platitude of the day from Greg at No Head Trash Nation, so we can both feel better about this thing that we're facing, but I can't do that. In fact, it's been occurring to me lately that if I could do that, or if I even tried, it'd just be another churchy answer that dissolves into the soup when you try to add it. And I'm not going to do that, okay? So why'd you listen to this message or read this so far? Are you going to be disappointed like the investment of the past 3 minutes has been lost and you're annoyed that I didn't come through for you? Maybe. I hope not. But here's what I do know for sure, and you might not like it. Like one of those books or movies when you realize the ending isn't going to be happily ever after and you're pissed. Maybe I won't go that far, but life is full of love and loss and lies. I just actually finished writing a love story about it. Me writing a love story, it's kind of cool. And I still cry when I'm editing that story because it's almost too real. The love, the loss, and the lies. See, when it comes down to it, there are only three things that are going to remain. That's what the Bible tells us. And if you've been through some brokenness of your own, like I have, you know it's like facing the brutal truth when you hear this. See, in the end, these three things remain: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. So if you're clinging to that three-step plan where you make all the right decisions about the one thing, the profit first, or the perfect plans for your year, keep reading and planning. Don't get me wrong, but they're not going to be the things that endure. The catalyst for success, beyond the frenzy and the busy that we crave so much, that catalyst for success is waiting for us right there. I'm not saying it's simple or easy, and I have no idea what it means even for me today, much less you. What I know is that the desires of my heart aren't held in strategic plans alone. They happen when the big three, faith, hope, and love, show up in the language and in the priorities, the obsessions of my life. No, it's not a bullet you can put in your gun, maybe, but we've both got plenty of those already. So while I'm trying to decide what the most productive thing is that I can do today, I'm picturing all the documents piled up in my Dropbox and asking God to use my brokenness and connect me to a future that's completely defined by faith, hope, and love, the big three. I hope that future includes you. If you're a leader, you know the power of delivering a clear message and uniting your people. You've been told you should write a book, but who has the time? Imagine being a best-selling author, sharing that chiseled message as part of your legacy. Writing my first book, I discovered endless roadblocks, and my story got lost in them. That's why I began the Effortless Author Initiative, giving authors the seamless ability to share their zone of brilliance without the brain damage of the process. Whether you're a writer or not, you can author your story and enjoy the process. We take care of the hard part. Let's have a conversation about being an effortless author. It's a free coaching call to see if the Effortless Author Initiative is a fit for you. Text EZBOOK, that's the letter E, the letter Z, B-O-O-K, to 474747 for more information. That's EZBOOK to 474747. I can't wait to hear your story.